Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in San Diego at the Fuse annual meeting, their 20th anniversary celebration meeting, and I'm with Jeff Gordon, the executive director. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to be here. I think I've only missed one of these, and it was neat to see put on the back of a shirt all the different places where you've met. It's always fun to be with the group, and the group has been growing. Tell us about the size now.
We're up to 195 members, about 275 locations, and I thought one of the things that was interesting to me is I looked at the crowd yesterday when we opened, and I said, anybody who's been here for every meeting, which the first meeting was in Newport Beach in 2007, please stand up. And there were seven or eight people stood up. I was actually surprised. And I'm one of those people. I've been to every single meeting, and I've seen the growth, and I've seen the change in venues because we had to accommodate more people. It's been very exciting.
Well, how are the members doing business-wise?
You know, I think they're doing really well. And, you know, the commercial business has not been impacted like residential. And, of course, we hear all the time that that business doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot better. We're steady. And I think we've taken market share. The group grew about 3% last year, which we understand the commercial industry was flat. So I think our members, you know, just really execute well. And this year, I think we're hearing the business is going to be a little better. So we're hoping we're going to grow 4 or 5%.
Help me with that mystery of you talking top line growth 3%, and then you talk to the supplier base and they're saying we're flat at best. Why do the members grow? Is it because they are offering services that aren't directly related to the units of flooring installed?
Well, that's part of it. And like you look at all these data centers that are going in and all that, that's all polished concrete. And probably 70% of our members now are doing polished concrete. A lot of other ones are looking into it because that's a big part of our business. And we believe about 10 to 15% of all the commercial square footage now is polished concrete.
Which sectors are performing the best for the members now?
Education and government, still very strong. Healthcare is right there, but probably second. And then multifamily is still good.
What do you attribute the success of this organization? I mean, it's 20 years, but it's not 20 years of coming and doing the same thing. It's 20 years where you did the roundtable yesterday, and the group is so big now that, you know, it's almost hard to hear from everybody.
Well, and we had four runners with microphones so we could hear somebody answer a question or ask a question. I just think for us, we've done a really good job of building this family where everybody's happy to share ideas. Any member, in fact, I talked to one yesterday who said what I've heard a dozen times, you know, I don't feel alone anymore. I have other people I can call, see what their challenges are, or if I have a problem, I can call and ask advice. And I think that's just morphed into something very special. And I feel lucky. We have a Fuse team that's very talented. I think we're good at getting information and finding out new things. And of course, our challenge moving forward is going to be AI and technology, and we're committed to making sure we're on top of that so our members will have everything available to them to at least consider as they run their business in the future.
Yeah, I'd like to bring attention to a pre-conference workshop that you had, and you had some really strong members on the panel talking about how they were using AI, and that was very insightful. And there's some members that are really using it, right?
Yes. I think everybody's using it, even if it's just a ChatGPT where they're, you know, helping them with emails and all that. But we had somebody talk about they're using it for contracts. Some people are using it for estimating. And it was said several times, it came up in that workshop, that we're on the very beginning edge of any advances we're going to see in AI. So we have to be careful with it. It's not all vetted. It's not always accurate, but it's going to get better. And again, as long as we can keep our members on the front side of the changes that are coming out, they're going to be fine.
So the trade show was last night, and obviously it's each year it gets bigger and bigger, and there was a lot of energy there, right?
It's unbelievable how much bigger this has gotten. And I say this every year, and I know it sounds crazy, but it's like we have record attendance. We had record attendance last year and the year before. And we've just added a lot of members. We've added some new suppliers, but I think our members do a really good job of interacting with the suppliers and appreciate the fact that they flew all the way here, had to bring all their samples and equipment, get set up. And I feel good when I walk the trade show and I see all this activity back and forth between our members and the suppliers. I think it's just fantastic.
Let's talk about some of the issues the members are facing. Most people know Fuse is a group of flooring contractors, you know, focused on installing flooring, you know, nationwide coverage. And if somebody wants to know actually some background on this organization, we did a 20th anniversary feature in Floor Focus, the current issue that's just come out. But let's talk about issues. One of them for sure is this 1L concrete, right?
Yeah, that's the hot new topic now. And some of our members know about it, some of them don't. Some of our suppliers know about it, and some of them don't. But it's a new eco-friendly concrete. It's got limestone in it. It's really being utilized because since it has limestone, the process uses less CO2, so CO2 emissions are lower. So what our experts are telling us is that more and more new concrete pours are going to be using 1L concrete, which it's a great story, but we're finding that flooring products don't stick to it. And so we're like, oh, now we have another problem we have to deal with. So we're working on solutions for it, which at this point looks like shot blasting and a moisture mitigation system will work. But basically 1L concrete doesn't dry as fast as traditional concrete. So we'll work our way through it with the help of the suppliers, but it's just another challenge that we have to face. The other thing that I hear a lot about, you know, AI is one, of course, this 1L concrete. The other one is healthcare. So our healthcare costs, you know, somebody stood up yesterday and said their healthcare cost for this year went up 36%. And I've heard that before. We would love to find a vehicle, a nationwide vehicle, where we could help our members, but we haven't had any success with that. We're always looking, but healthcare costs are a real challenge.
You gave out awards. Who are the suppliers that you recognize?
You know, we give out basically three awards and then a Supplier of the Year award. So best product went to Daltile, best service went to Shaw Contract, and best support went to Uzine Utes. And then the Supplier of the Year was Shaw Contract.
So what's your outlook for 2026?
We're bullish. We think everything's going to be fine short of any kind of global challenge, you know, which we have no control over. But the pipeline looks good. Our backlogs are good. If we came out at 4 or 5%, which is what we budgeted, we'd be very happy with that.
You had an ITR economics speaker. What was her outlook for this year?
We had Lauren Seidel Baker with us. And, you know, she was relatively optimistic. She's saying inflation is still sticky. And, you know, everybody wants interest rates to come down. She didn't feel that was likely. And in fact, she was saying there's a potential for them to go up because there's a lot in the economy that could keep inflation even going up a little bit. So she was not so optimistic there. And her other concern was in the housing market. There's more houses being built than are being consumed, which is true in my market where I live in Austin. A lot of new builds are sitting. And she doesn't see that changing a lot because interest rates. And of course, if interest rates go up, that's not going to help. On the good side, she felt pretty good about commercial business. And she felt the trends were more positive in that we would have a better year in commercial this year than last year. And then the last thing I would say is she talked about data centers and how much volume in that category there is. A very robust outlook when it comes to data centers.
Where are you going next year with your meeting?
It's confidential, but I don't mind sharing it. We're going to Austin.
Oh, that's your backyard, right?
Yes, it is. It's very easy for me to get there.
All right, Jeff, thanks for giving our listeners an update on what's going on with the Fuse Commercial Flooring Network. Again, been talking to Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.